We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And I don't understand how you take out Rich Hill when he's allowed one run and one hit in six and a third. And I'm watching Roberts just manage the Dodgers right out of this World Series unless there's another miracle. 9-6, Boston on top. Kiki Hernandez just hit a two-run dinger. Turner just singled. Machado is up against Kimbrel. He's 0-for-9 in his career. Maybe they'll come back after that crazy night in Los Angeles. But you just used all your pitching last night, and you have a starter who's dealing, and you're up 4-0. Why take him out? Why? I'm screaming at the TV, and I'm not a Dodgers fan. I'm a baseball fan, grew up playing the game. Hit 400 in JV baseball, kind of like the Ted Williams of Sparta High School. Man, Machado just got thrown out on a great play at third. Wow. That's amazing. That would have brought the tying run to the plate. So it's 9-6, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And you look at the Red Sox, who looks, or it looks like they're going to go up 3-1, right? And just as Lopresti said, they could win their fourth World Series title in the last 14 years. But they didn't overmanage the game, Cora and his staff. Why take out Hill? Were you thinking you're going to get more mileage out of him because you're up 4-0? Were you thinking the game was over? It's Boston's bats. You watched them. It's why I picked them last Saturday night on this show. I said they don't have a weak stick in their lineup. You're up 4-0, but you pull your starter when he gives up a couple runs, when the game is close. And then he goes to Jansen again trying to do the six-out thing, and he just did that last night, and it's horrible baseball managing. And you've watched a lot of managers in the World Series forget what got them there. And they panic because they need a game. They need a game. Amazing. Just flat out amazing. And you know, as a baseball fan, if you're listening anywhere across North America, you have watched your favorite team's manager just overmanage games. Regular season, playoffs. Why? Is this a lot of change just going back and forth? And come on. Man, Hill was dealing. So now Boston's going to go up 3-1. You never count out anybody. But I don't think you're going to come back against the best team in baseball down 3-1. And Machado just got robbed. That's probably a double with runners at second and third with the tie and run would have been at the plate right now. So we'll keep you posted on that. We also had another crazy Saturday in college football. Man, now Notre Dame and Clemson are looking like they're both going to win out and make the college football playoff. ND hammered Navy out in San Diego. Clemson looks Alabama-ish in terms of being unbeatable. And then you get the Super Saturday in the SEC next week with Georgia, who looked awesome. And I told everybody last Saturday, they weren't dead yet. And then Kentucky is one of the great stories in college football this year. But because it's the SEC, Kentucky's not getting the love. If they beat Georgia next week, they'll be in the SEC title game. And then you get Alabama, LSU, the primetime game next Saturday night. Just an amazing Saturday in college football. So we'll do our weekly CBS eyeball test. Four best teams in college football at this hour. Four best. You tell me. Games you've been to in person. Games you've watched on TV. Throw out the records. College Football Playoff Committee will give us their first rankings coming up on Tuesday night. So you tell me, four best. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also want to give some love to the people in Pittsburgh. And in this country, we have an issue with people not liking other people because of their religion or the color of their skin. It's not a representation of all of America, but it is in this country, and somehow we need to protect all religions, all skin colors. We have to. And what I do see in this country, from the moment of silence at the Pitt-Duke game to the outpouring of support, that it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is or what religion or God you worship or don't worship. When there's a tragedy, America comes together. We do. We do. We show our true colors. The majority comes together because we are horrified by what somebody can do to someone else because of their religion or the color of their skin. We grieve as a country. We do. The majority of Americans have a heart and they feel for others in times of tragedy. Sometimes the media doesn't want to tell you that. Sometimes Facebook and Twitter don't want to tell you that. So huge love to everybody in Pittsburgh, PA, those listening on 93.7 FM. Just another American tragedy. Don't politicize it. Don't bring politics into play. What a mentally deranged person will do to others because of their religion doesn't represent one political party or anyone else on this earth. It doesn't. And I'm not going to, I know LeBron wore the political hat about down in San Antonio. I'm not going to bring politics into the show because we have so much to talk about and I only have an hour and 50 minutes. And I feel for the people in Pittsburgh. I do. Game did go final on a lighter note. 9-6, Red Sox are a win away from winning the World Series. Oh, they're showing the Chevy MVP here for Game 4 is Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers. Yeah, he's getting keys right there. Our Chevy Tacoma for pulling hill. Yes, he's being presented by the Fenway faithful, a Chevy Tacoma, because he pulled hill. But how many pitchers did he use? Well, you start 9 people in baseball, right, in a National League city. He used 7 pitchers after Hill went 6 1/3 and allowed 1 run, walked 3, and struck out 7. He used 6 pitchers after that, just managed himself right out of this World Series. And there's Ken Rosenthal. He just gave his tie to Dave Roberts. That is amazing. But you know the Red Sox are... Did anybody not think, and the Astros were the one team that I thought that could have got them. Did anybody think that the Red Sox, whoever won that Red Sox-Astros series, that they weren't the world champions? Dodgers have, for a team with their payroll, and what they went through with injuries in their bullpen for the most part has just been brutal based on performance and also on health. Did anybody think the Red Sox are going to lose this series? No. What did I say? Did I say 6? So it still could be 6. But 9-6, and I keep using the number 6 in my conversation, 9-6 is the final. Red Sox are up 3-1. Next segment, we'll get to college football, so we'll do our huge 4 in the NFL. Now, that's getting tougher as we go along. best four teams in the National Football League, and I'll deliver a huge opinion on how LeBron can support anybody politically, but God forbid if another player does it. In America, again, I'm not going to go all political, but it bothered me because all voices deserve to be heard, okay? Both sides of the political aisle. If you support Trump and you're an athlete, you should have that right and privilege to do it. If you don't like Trump and you're LeBron or you're Chris Long, you should have that right without repercussion, just like any American should. Lot to get to, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America like we are each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz, the A-team, are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Lopresti, one of the best update voices in the business. He must have gotten into trouble working this late. He'll have another update here in about 10 minutes. Also, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. 9-6 Red Sox rally from trailing 4-0 after, what, 6? They win 9-6. Roberts just mismanaged everything. I delivered that opening huge opinion. Then Horowitz, right after my first segment, came on and said, hey, you need to see what Trump just tweeted out. And it was like, he was listening to the show, but his tweet was about 32 minutes ago. This is our president. Watching the Dodgers-Red Sox final innings, it is amazing how a manager takes out a pitcher who is loose and dominating through almost 7 innings, Rich Hill of the Dodgers, and brings in nervous relievers who get shellacked. 4-run lead gone. Managers do it all the time. Big mistake. Didn't I just say that? Was that not my opening huge opinion? I love how just honest he is. That might be the first time Horowitz, you know, I don't know if I follow Trump. Do I follow him? I got to look. Maybe I do. He hasn't talked too much about baseball. I've never heard him talk hardly at all about baseball.
Yeah, not at least, you know, since he's run and been elected to the presidency. I haven't seen him once tweet about baseball.
And then also his tweet, right, you know, 6 hours before, I thought, again, echoes what I said in my opening segment. This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on humanity. It will take all of us working together to extract the poison of anti-Semitism from our world. We must unite to conquer hate. As well said. What did he actually tweet out two things back to back that make sense? What's going on?
Might be the first time ever.
That's, you know, two things that seem genuine. First and foremost, the priority of one of the darkest days in Pittsburgh history today with a synagogue attack. And then just as a sports fan, and he is, he seemed, but most of it's usually about football and how he hates the NFL because they never gave him a franchise when he was, didn't he own the New Jersey Generals? Was that it? Was that his team?
Yeah.
With Herschel Walker, right? Back in the day in the USFL.
Right. Well, he wanted to get into the NFL, but he couldn't.
And so he got shut out, and that's why a lot of people think he's taking on the NFL right now. And then, you know, that John Feinstein, speaking of the NFL, and John Feinstein's in our family, CBS Sports Radio, at cbsportsradio.com. He had a column earlier this week where he said Colin Kaepernick will be remembered as a hero. That later in life, just like Mexico City, like Ali, Jackie Robinson, and going down the list, and I'm And I like John, and I talk to him on my statewide show, and I love people with opinions. Because I disagree with his opinion doesn't mean I don't like John. But this Colin's going to be remembered as a hero for his sacrifices, and I'm thinking, how can you compare him to Ali in the 60s, or Jackie Robinson, or 68 Mexico City Olympics? I don't think America is revisiting the 60s in 2018. I don't. I get Chicago's a war zone. But, what went on in the 60s where people were still trying to find an equal seat in a restaurant or on a bus or in a hotel, or where we had the first starting five at Texas Western in the NCAA, or you had Michigan State having a underground railroad of black athletes who could come in the 60s to East Lansing, Michigan. It's not like that right now. It's not. I get we've had Baltimore and Ferguson, and there have been situations of social outrage. I get that. But, you know, John, when he, and I'll reference that column later, because I have so much to talk about, and I only have a 2-hour show. This really could be an 8-hour show with how much I want to get to that's connected to sports. And like I said, I don't want to bring politics in, but there's our president tweeting about the Red Sox and the Dodgers just blowing that, just pulling Hill. Just you were down 2-0. You had the miracle last night, back and forth. You have a 4-0 lead, and you're going to get comfortable with a bullpen that has been a gas tanker ready to explode most of the season. What were you thinking? Were you thinking, you know, I could get Hill maybe in, you know, game 6 and get him for 3 innings? No, you start thinking, looking ahead. And I don't want to hear the manager saying, well, I have confidence in my bullpen. Your bullpen just went an extra 9 last night. Come on. So you can join in on the broadcast, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And I need what we do each and every Saturday night during the football season. I need your top 4 teams in college football at this hour. I don't think it changes. I think it's simple, right? It's Alabama. It is Clemson. I'm going in order. It's Notre Dame. And it's LSU until we figure out what happens with Alabama a week from today, right? Then it's Michigan. Texas got knocked off by Mike Gundy. I love him when he's running out and his mullet's flapping in the wind there in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I just love it. Because everything comes back in the style, right? Everything does in this country. Everything comes right back in the style. The mullet was cool. Business in the front, party in the back. Then it's real dorky, and about 25, 30 years later, it's cool again. And anybody who's in their late 40s, early 50s, you have sported a mullet. You have. So I don't know if the four best. Yeah, it's almost like that next four question is more relevant. We touched on this last week. Until we get to next week, right? That the next four is relevant, and I think that next four is easy now, right? With Texas getting knocked off, that it's Michigan who had a bye week, and they'll take on Penn State who held off Iowa. That you look at it and you say, okay, Georgia, which I told you last Saturday, don't count them out. I don't know why everybody was writing them off. And you know what? You give Fromm the job. I remember John Madden was in Chicago, and I was working for AM 1000. And he did an interview with me and Sweet Lou Kanellis, and he said, I don't care what level you're at, Pop Warner, high school, college, or the NFL, if you try and play two quarterbacks to appease both of them, two means you have none. And let Fromm go. The dude took you to the national championship game last year. Let him go. You gotta take care of the hotshot recruit. No. Fromm was fantastic in Jacksonville, Florida. Really had a shot, but man, I think Fromm had three, if I'm not wrong, three third and long TD throws. And how good are Nessler and Danielson on the broadcast for CBS? Again, I'm not saying it because I'm on CBS Sports Radio, but how good are they? I think they're the best combination. Al Michaels and Collinsworth would be close, but I think Nessler and Danielson knock it out of the park. I think the next four is more of a debate. Because Alabama, Clemson, ND, LSU in order. Michigan, like I said, Georgia, Oklahoma, who looks awesome. That next four is a debate. Some will want to put Central Florida in there. Ohio State, by default, may move back in there because of Florida losing. Washington lost again today. Kentucky could get into that next four group if they beat Georgia. Are you kidding me? Kentucky, not Calipari. I'm talking about Stoops. Kentucky controls their destiny to a college football playoff spot with that last second win at Mizzou. If they win out, they will be in the college football playoff. Now, who would be thinking that Kentucky football could win a national championship? Went out. Hey, you're going to have to beat. That would be beating Georgia and or LSU or Alabama. It's crazy. I think that next four is the better question for the audience. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, no debate on that right now. Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma, and I think that fourth spot is up for debate right now, probably leaning towards Ohio State. Some will give Central Florida love there. You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are live across North America. We do this each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Lopresti's preparing another update here in about 20 minutes. We don't need to know the four best teams in college football. I think that's easy right now. That you go Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU. You might even go Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame. And Notre Dame, I'm looking at their finishing schedule, they should win out. Florida State's not going to beat them. At Northwestern, which is a Chicago game, home game for ND, that might be their toughest team. USC got beat by Arizona State. Who's going to get them? And they're going to get in. They will get in. Clemson looks, Lawrence at QB has changed that team, and you see why he went and made the move, him being Dabo on Brian. Then Alabama will find out if they're for real against LSU next week. Some good drama. Best chance to lose? First college football playoff committee rankings come out on Tuesday night. I don't know, Notre Dame maybe, because you watch them. I still like their defense, and I have all year. Their defense is why they won the opener against Michigan. Their defense came through at Va Tech. I mean, but the games and teams they've beaten outside of Michigan, Vanderbilt, where they struggled at home, Ball State, Va Tech, Navy, I'm just, some of their wins aren't impressive. But you know what? You play who's in front of you. So it looks like they're going to win out. Then Clemson should win out now. And if Alabama beats LSU, I mean, you still got the Iron Bowl. Auburn's not a pushover. Could Georgia, if they get Kentucky next week? I talked about this a week ago, and I do that statewide show in the afternoons here in Michigan, and I was telling the Michigan fans, if Georgia wins out and Alabama's only loss is against Georgia in the SEC title game, if Michigan would win out and win the Big Ten title and win at Ohio State on November 24th, and Notre Dame wins out and Clemson wins out, I think the SEC gets two teams in, two one-loss teams in Georgia and Alabama. If it plays out that way, Clemson then would win out, be the overall number one seed, and ND, even though they're undefeated, probably wouldn't be a two seed in front of a one-loss Georgia or Alabama. Still a lot to go. Texas getting beat in Stillwater by Gundy and Oklahoma State takes them out of that next four mix. It will be a fantastic finish in college football. So you can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, how many people think that Dave Roberts just mismanaged that game for tonight, Polling Hill? Talk to me. Let's go to Rich in Ohio, listening on 92.3. Let me get my numbers correct. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
What's up, Huge?
How you doing, Richie?
I'm doing great. I'm a Big Ten guy, but the Big Ten's terrible, and it's pretty much Alabama and everybody else. There's no one. Clemson may give Alabama a game.
Georgia looked pretty good today. They did. Georgia.
It doesn't matter. That quarterback Alabama is going to kill anybody. They're good.
We'll find out when they play LSU next week, Saturday night primetime on CBS.
I would like to see LSU win. I'll be rooting for Joe Burrow, but I just don't see it. They just look too good to me. They look unbeatable.
So who's that next four then? Because the top four right now would be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU. That next four with Texas getting knocked off, I have Michigan, Georgia. Who else would you throw into that mix? Central Florida, Ohio State probably gets into that mix right now.
I mean, I'm an Ohio State fan, believe me, and that loss to Purdue was embarrassing. Their defense just isn't good enough. I mean, Florida would throw Florida in there. They're still a decent team. Auburn's not that bad. It's a shame, but the SEC is like just the elite again.
Yeah, we got Oklahoma. You can't forget about Oklahoma right now. And with Texas losing, that's good for Oklahoma because they didn't want to both be in that situation. So with one loss, and even though Oklahoma lost in Dallas at the Red River Shootout, so the next three. And thank you, Rich. Rich, I appreciate the call in Ohio. Thank you for listening on 92.3 FM. Yeah, so that next four, as I said, after Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU would be Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma. God, I just can't put Central Florida in there. I just can't. Sorry. You know, I have a tough time, but now I can't. I don't put Florida in there. They got rolled by Georgia. I don't put Washington. They got beat. Would I put a one-loss Kentucky in front of them? Yeah, if they would beat Georgia next week. Now, that tells you the top side of college football right now, I think, is down to seven teams, maybe eight if Kentucky beats Georgia. It really is. It's down to Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma. Ohio State still has a chance because they play Michigan at home in Columbus on November 24th. And if they would win out and win at Michigan State, who had a great bounce back win against Purdue, who beat Ohio State by 29, just when you think you have college football figured out, and that was a huge loss for the Boilermakers because it could have cost them a shot at getting to the Big Ten title game in their home state in Indy. by winning the West in the Big Ten. Yeah, it looks like it's a 7, possibly we can throw, or Kentucky could throw themselves in there by beating Georgia. 7, maybe 8 teams. There you go. Kills all the drama for that college football playoff show, doesn't it? Let's go to Larry in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's you? How you doing, Huge?
How you doing, Larry?
Well, first of all, before we talk sports out there in the Pittsburgh area, I'd like to prayers go to all the people that had an issue out there. And I hate talk politics, but, you know, you got that group of all kind of hatred. I mean, hate to say it. Here around the world, even in the U.S., there's, you know, that group that, you know, basically have issues with. That's what it comes down to. And hopefully, and one thing about the country, about the U.S., though, I mean, you always get that choice here. When you come to this country, you have all kinds of things, any type of religion you want to deal with, you can do what you want. But you still have issues about this country needs to be taken care of, though. The college group, too, you mentioned about the college football in Alabama. I mean, we got our ass kicked. Ohio State against Purdue, no question about it. No ifs, ands, and buts, and we don't deserve to play against the top four teams. There's no way what we played. And the baseball situation, too, huge. After 18-inning affair, where the relievers need to blow, they need a little bit of rest. And he should have went with that starter a little bit longer there.
He should have rode the starter until it was a one-run game. That's it. He should have rode Hill to give his bullpen a chance to rest for game 5. It was one of the worst managing jobs in a game. And we're not just talking about a regular season West Coast late night matchup with the Red Sox. This was a pivotal swing game to win the World Series.
Yeah, they should not. The other night there of the 18, he should have knew better than that. But like I said, the kid from Alabama, that quarterback, that kid, man, I tell you, he is lighting up. He's doing a hell of a job there. And they look very tough. They really do.
All right, Larry, well, thanks for listening there in Cleveland. Appreciate the love of 92.3 FM. We are always well represented on CBS Sports Radio because Ohio, the state, has a ton of great sports fans. Let's go to Buck in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on Jox FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Huge?
Hey, Buck.
I was looking forward to talking to you tonight as an avid baseball fan. This just didn't start with Dave Robinson in this game. It started in game 1. This guy has mismanaged all of the hard work and effort that the players have put forward. He needs to be fired on the spot tonight. I am totally disgruntled about him. He has I have watched baseball the whole season, and, you know, I know all of the good managers and teams, but it's an embarrassment to the sport. Now, I don't want to just rag on him. As a longtime Oakland Raider fan, I want to let the world know that Jay Gruden has turned me against the Oakland Raiders. I refuse to support the Oakland Raiders anymore. How can you get rid of your star defensive player? Now you get rid of your star offensive receiver, and you're talking about the quarterback is a little too soft? Well, let me tell you, there are some managers like Dave Robinson and John Gruden who like to shift the blame to the players when they are the problem themselves. What you think about that, Hughes?
Well said, Buck. I appreciate you listening in Birmingham, Alabama, on the legendary Jox FM sports radio station. It's obvious Gruden and the organization, that would be organization, not orger, organization is just setting up for Vegas. That's it. They don't care. They're getting rid of everybody. They don't have to pay anybody. They're going to get a ton of draft picks. Then they'll own those draft picks for a while. They'll all be Gruden's drafted guys. Even the way Carr is being treated, you know he's gone. That they're going to dump him or deal him, you know that's coming. And Gruden has a 10-year deal, making what, $10 million a year. And they're pointing towards having a young Rams-like team when they splash in Vegas, kind of like the Rams did in Los Angeles. That's what they're doing. Mac in Chicago, Cooper, Dallas, and I think Carr's the next one to go. That's just my guess. And there's no hurry. if they get the organization set by the time they get to Vegas, all is good. And Gruden wants it to be everybody he handpicked. He wants it to be all about how Gruden, here's Buck giving up on the Raiders in Birmingham, Alabama. That Gruden wants to show everybody, I did it. And he's got a 10-year deal. This is year one. He's probably got another couple of years to play with. And when he goes to Vegas, there'll be no pressure to win. Vegas will just love having an NFL franchise. Opposing fans will fill up that stadium. Half of that stadium will be the opposing fans from the other team on the Raiders schedule. And there'll be no pressure. There'll be no pressure. Even with Gruden there, nobody was thinking that the Raiders were going, maybe they could have been a playoff team. No one was thinking they're going to get by. But we didn't see the Mahomes and the Chiefs coming to this level. But no one's ready to say we're better than the Patriots just yet. Kansas City might, if they could snare home field advantage. I think at Arrowhead, it might be a different story. Come January, cold weather, rowdy crowd, great college atmosphere there in Kansas City. So my guess is Gruden's going to just clean house, ton of draft picks, get his guys, and when they go to Vegas, his guys, these new, fresh, young names, will be part of the debut of the first NFL franchise in Las Vegas. Oh, speaking of the Super Bowl, Grisevo just told me we have a CBS television update on the Super Bowl. CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with Coast to Coast collisions. Cleveland and Pittsburgh clash in an AFC North showdown. The Jets fly to Chicago to face the Bears. Denver and Kansas City duke it out in an AFC West matchup. Baltimore battles the Panthers in Carolina. And the Colts take on the Raiders in Oakland. The day kicks off with the NFL today at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS television. 1-855-212-4CBS. You want to join us? 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.